Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My, blessed again to come before you. We was here at 1 o'clock and we're really excited about the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood as we talk about grassroots issues. But tonight's show is the Love Cafe. And it's all about love, and the title is What Makes People Fall in Love. I don't want to write to this music, but I want to play something, and it's, I think it's a song that really talks a little bit about what we want to do, if I can get it to play.
Finding a new experience with someone you never thought you'd meet, who totally turns your life around completely, helping you get a job.
My, I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. That's the introduction presented through the promo. And I just wanted to kind of share that. We do not own the rights to the song, but we want to, in our Love Cafe, it's truly an opportunity to talk about those things that occur in regards to love. And see, the Love Cafe is an acronym. It's a cafe with an acronym, and we talk about love. And truly, truly, it is the truly real love talk show that soothes your appetite, and that's the love appetite. You can check us out on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one by calling in and being a part of it. We want you to share your thoughts with us. Besides that, just listen to the show. The number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as he talks about our title, What Makes People Fall in Love. You can think about your experience. We want you to. We want you to make sure you take advantage of the social media, because we're being broadcast on several devices. We have one of them kind of flipping around, trying to work his way through to get it itself going. But on Facebook, that's facebook.com/DRLDRTOSmith. You can type in your comments, and you know you have to put yourself up there so I can know who you are. Put your name up there, or whatever how you have. Then type in your comment. Then we're on Instagram. I'm looking at. I have 2 devices here, but one of them seems to have a poor connection. However, the one I see is trying to get a connection, which would be the partners we are with the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. And the handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. It's keep popping in and out. But we're going to keep on working with it. We're going to make it do what it do. Also, we want you to make sure you keep in mind that on Blog Talk Radio, if you're interested in checking the show out, you can call in and hear it, or either you can just go to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. That's what it's all about. Just go to that. It'll be WBSW Internet Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So you have a chance to check the show out on web link. Now, if you want to email the show, you can. WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the two numbers of 22 at gmail.com. You can check us out on Twitter. You have that same opportunity. And you can go to Twitter and go to WDSW Radio along with at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then you also can go to the Smith Wave Productions. So you have many ways to connect and be a part of this. And we're so glad the options are there. We are the internet station and we're number one. You also can check out our on-demand episode. As I said earlier, go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and it'll just pop up. It'll populate. We're the voice of the historic, I'm sorry, we're the voice, I always say that. We're the voice of the Smith Wave production, and you get a chance to be able to see all our episodes. We now have 591 episodes. God has blessed us to be in existence since 2017. So we're going to keep on grinding. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing. While I'm talking with you, I'm just going to try to jump in here and try to get this Instagram account up running so we can have you on through Instagram. We truly want to be able to do that because, again, it's a blessing. God has blessed us one more time to come before you. So we want to seek him with your connection. And thank you so much. You said we finally got a connection. Thank you so much. God is so good. Now, tonight's show will give us an opportunity to focus on the Love Cafe, the menu. What soothes your appetite? And one of the things we always wanted to share as we go through the process of the menu, the Love Cafe menu, we're going to talk about the acronym. But what we want you to remember as you go into any cafe, there may be a menu, whether it's a drink menu or whether it's a food menu. In this is a love menu. First of all, you have your appetizer starters, which is the lust. A lot of time when you're first seeing that first stages of associate stages and already also getting acquainted, it becomes a lustful situation. Then you move toward the entree. That's when you're looking toward your friendship and possibly a romantic start to a relationship. That's your true attraction. But as you work forth through that and you identify that this is a friend, and that's a friendship, and I'd like to move into the romance. You ready to be committed. So you have an attachment. See, a commitment is attachment, meaning you now attach, and that's your dessert. And then finally, you try to just top that off at the cafe is that you get a beverage, and that beverage is the awakening point of your life. See, that's what it's all about when we're talking about the Love Cafe, and our menu soothes your appetite. And that's what it's all is truly all about. And we want to look at love. Because see, one of the things that we try to do when we go through our process is talk about the acronym of love. But before we do that, we want you to know that we have listeners who chimes in and check us out in 33 countries. Oh, that's truly, truly a great band or expanding of the horizon, being able to be in 33 countries. So we're really excited about that. We also have a giveaway, that's WBSW Radio giveaway that we do. And not every show, but doing time to time where we may raffle off maybe trips or we're paying for the hotel. When you go on a trip, you'll have all the other things. The last trip we gave away, we're going to give a shout out for those that winner. But we have trips. We have books from the authors who's on the shows, as well as books we have purchased. We have vouchers, food and gas vouchers. Mm-hmm. We have gift cards that's available through our raffle, along with truly an opportunity to receive a love offering from WBSW Radio. And this is how you register for it. What we need for you to do is for WBSW Radio giveaway. We need for you to send your name or type in your name in the comment section along with a means of transaction. And that how we can connect with you through the transactional part We are available to connect with you through Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. And what we need for you to do is send a name with one of those means of transaction to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. Again, that's Lorenza, D as in David, Smith 15 at gmail.com. Send it to me. You can type it in as I see individuals joining us. Type in your name and your means of transaction so we can put you in the raffle, because we have a major raffle coming up in February, and it's Valentine. So we're going to be raffling off something in regards to Valentine. I mean, we want you to be a part of it, so make sure you do that. Get that to me. You can send it by email, or you can DM me, however you want to do it. Send me that information so I can make sure I put you in the raffle. But I truly would ask you to do that, because we like to give away our love offering. We send you something, and it's through Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, where you can have that and let you know that we know we all have challenging opportunities and times we're going through, and we want you to feel it. Thank you so much. We have Brenda is Weaver. Thank you for joining us, along with my fraternity brother, none other than Brother Jackie Daphne, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Corps. Thank you, brother, so much. And we have Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all joined, because, see, God has blessed us again. He has blessed us to have an opportunity to come before you and talk about the Love Cafe. We already stated that we focus on the acronym of love. Tonight's title is truly want you to think about what makes people fall in love. Now, let's think about when we're talking about the arena that involves where you fall in love. First of all, through relationships are where we develop that ability to fall in love. You know, you have a family dynamic. Some of us fall in love with our family, because when we were brought in, we were blessed to come into this world. The first opportunity we had to even feel love or know love is through our mother and eventually our parents and through the rest of our family members. So that's where we know that, you know, we first experienced love. And then we grew into a stage of life to understand that we had friends that we said that we really, really enjoyed them. We grew up with them, so we loved them. You know, we really loved them because we understand what love is and what love does. Then we moved to the stage after the friendship is we moved into the romantic part. We found someone that we truly, truly could say that we love, but we're in love with. See, there's a difference between it being in love and love, because we're going to talk about the acronym of love, starting with L. See, we see the acronym of love, and this is what it means to us. Love means listening. So you have to be able to listen. Love is loyal. How loyal you are to those individuals you say that you love. Love is all about life, and that's enjoying life to its fullness. Love is all about lasting. See, love helps things to last a long time. When you love doing something, you're going to put all the greatest effort in it so it can last, because it's enjoyable to you. The O is overcoming. See, love is all about overcoming the many challenges that we have from day to day. That's what love is all about. Love is truly about observing. See, we got to realize when you love doing something, you have a tendency to observe everything that occurs around, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your church, whether it's your finance, whether it's, you know, just yourself personally. You observe what's going on. The next thing is overlooking. See, the O is overlooking the faults of others. Because it's easy to fault other people, look at their faults, and never look at our faults. And we have to focus on our faults so we can be a better version of ourselves. The next is the V. See, we're in the acronym of love, and the V is valuable. See, we can say, how valuable is this person or these individuals to me in my life? And then through the process, we have value. See, to love someone or be in love, you have to have come to terms there are mutual values that you both can focus on. Understand we have different values, but we have to find a mutual value when you're in love with someone. The next thing that's so important when you're talking about V is vulnerable. See, love is about being vulnerable. I talked about a little bit that today. The focus is on battling for our boy's future. That was the title of today's show. That was series one. We're going to have series two coming on Tuesday. How we battle. First, we're teaching and showing our boys how to love and what love looks like. That way, when they become men, they can be a little more successful in relationships or in life. But we also talk about them understanding vulnerability. See, love comes from your inner self. And when you allow your heart and soul to come into play, that puts you in a vulnerable stage. And too many times, individuals are not willing to go there. The E in our love cafe is truly takes on various means. And a lot of words relate to it. The E is everything. Yes, it is. It's giving everything. Giving to others. It is not about getting. It's about giving. The E is energy. I shared recently that why would you put all your time and energy in a relationship if you don't want to be there? Love, when you understand love and what love is and what it does, you can understand that the energy and the time you put it in will bring the outcome. You have to now begin to focus in life on outcome, not on possibilities, but on probabilities. I want you to keep that in mind. The E also focuses around encouragement. In any relationship, when people can fall in love, is that you're the number one encouraging part in their life. You encourage them no matter where it is. They look to have the encouragement from you. Any successful relationship requires you to be encouraging and supported, can't operate. That allows you to open your heart and your soul up to emotion. See, we got to be able to allow our emotions come into play. Emotions is feeling. See, our fear of being vulnerable is because we're afraid we're going to get hurt. When you truly love from your heart and soul, because it's internal, see, God got you. Just remember that. You can't ever let your emotions get so out of control that you forget that there's reality. You got to have a balancing act there. The next thing is truly in power. See, you allow yourself empowerment when you fall in love with someone. Love is empowerment. Love is excitement. Truly, we have to keep that in mind. Those are the acronym and the things we relate to the acronym in the Love Cafe. before I move further, I want to give a shout out to our winner of our last giveaway, which was in January, in this month, and it was a couple weeks ago, and it was one of our, we call it our holiday time of the year giveaway, and we gave away a 6-day, 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. We're taking care of the cost of the hotel at retail value, $1,284 for those 5 nights in Cancun, Mexico. And our winner, we want to congratulate, and I do it every show because until we give away another trip or hotel stay, this person will continue to get the accolade. Miss Peggy Grant, she was the winner of the 6-day, 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. Thank you, Peggy, for playing, being a part of it, putting your name in. Just being a part. Let me give a shout out to the comedian, _times_2x. None other than one of the co-hosts of our Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. That's Coach with a K, Lauren D. Smith. Thank you, Coach Smith, for joining us tonight. Let me give a shout out to Carol Davis, who's joining us. Thank both of you all and all other of you, all the other individuals that's joining us for being a part of it. Let's move with our title because it's important. Now, I played a song and they just say, you know, you got to know what love is and what love does. See, I know. You got to know. I'm saying that's what this song is saying. So what makes people fall in love? We'll first start off, and I truly think it's important that we focus on this, is that when we talk in our introduction and talk about our meaning for love and the acronym of love, we have a few things that we always share. See, we always say that we have said love is listening. That was the first one we come up when we said L. See, love is a state of mind. What state of mind are you? Love is unconditional. If you're in any situation or relationship, it has conditions based on how much money you give them, how much time, and how much. It's going to be a problem. Love is unconditional. That's a condition. Love is unconditional. And to keep that in mind, this one is very important, and I want you all to keep in mind. The title is What Makes People Fall in Love. Love is not for everybody or everyone. That is really important now. You got to understand. Your love is not for everyone. It's not to be so loose that everybody fits in that category. Love is not for everyone. Love is peace, joy, and happiness. See, when your heart has love in it and God sees that you're at peace, you have love and joy, he's smiling. Because you know when it's time to transition, whether you get your life in order or not, what's going to transition and he's going to be excited to be receiving is your heart and your soul. Because this old temple will return to the dust. So he wants to know that you're at peace. Have joy and love. And that's what gives you the ideal of you have fallen in love when you have peace, joy. And know what love is and what love does. The next thing that's so important is love includes respect. Talked about that earlier about teaching our boys to be respectful. says it right there. See, love includes respect. If you're not respectful, how can you really know what love is and what it does? It's admiration. You admire that person. You don't have a problem saying good things to them and about them. You speak of them in a positive manner because you admire them. Love is care. You care about them. You will do for them before you do for yourself. Love is to never subject your partner to hurt, humiliation, and a form of abuse. We can't sit here and give you an example. It's not easy to say about abuse. We can say abuse comes emotional. It's all in the well-being. See, those five well-beings, if you are abusing those in some form, one of those, it is a form of abuse. You got a physical abuse. You got emotional abuse. You got a mental abuse. You got a spiritual abuse. And you have a financial abuse. Those are the well-beings that you should be mastering. But if you abuse in them, it's all put into play. It's abuse. Love is patient. Do you have patience? Are you so busy trying to do four or five things at a time? Where is your patience coming into play? Because if out of the four or five you're doing, one or two of them don't work, you're going to get impatient. And feel you got to do more, you got to do more. Love is patient. You say, I want to be able to fall in love, you have to have patience. Love is kind. You're not kind to yourself, you're definitely not going to be kind to someone else. Love is not envious. Some people get envious of others. Can't be. Love is humble. You have to humble yourself. Love is selfless, not selfish. As I said, we talked about it in the show, we're teaching our boys to be able to give, not always look to get something or be rewarded. Be able to give. Your reward come higher than any man can give to you. Love is calm. Love is calm. The calmness come about. See, God is the head of my life. No matter if I lose that calmness, he brings me back to let me know I need to get it in order so I can calm down. Because you're not going to be able to function emotionally, mentally, and physically when you're not calm. So these are some of the things I want you to be a part of by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Have a chance to chat with Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith as he talks about the Love Cafe on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're glad to have that opportunity to come before you. We want you also, if you're not willing to call in, not interested in verbally doing it, you can do it through your nonverbal aspect of it by typing in your comments, on either Facebook or Instagram. We'll function with two sites tonight. That's Facebook, I'm talking about the social media, and Beta Phi Sigma Green with number 10. On Instagram, you'll have an opportunity to type in your thoughts and your ideas and just go along. Thanks for each and every one of those. I already began to put some things up, some emojis, and thank you so much. We also want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Can't forget about them. For our giveaways, we give a shout out to TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm that's to meet your need, whatever your need in regard to business, administration, government agencies, or whatever it may be. If you are interested in working with TriStat and TriStat working with you, you can call Mr. William Scott. That's 334-320-5483. That's Mr. William Scott. Again, 334-320-5438. Also, L&A Lawn Service, the manicure experts in South Central Alabama. For more information, you can give Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's Mr. Tony Stallworth, 334-300-7401. A shout out to the brothers of Theta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They are sponsored with our team, with our trips and our giveaways. Thank you, brothers. In Greenville, Alabama, a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We also want to give a shout out to our team members. WBSW Radio, the internet station, your number one team members are donating, giving, making sure our raffle have those prizes to give away to each and every one of them. Thank you so much, team. Truly, we could not do it without. Shout out to Tam Covington. Thank you so much, Tam Covington, for joining us. And I really appreciate it. If you're on here, share the word with others. We'd love for as many as possible to join us and be a part of it. Because we just want to be interactive. We want you to share your thoughts on whatever title or whatever show we have. We have a total of now 11 shows. We're really excited about having those 11 shows, and we started off in 2017 with one. So God has blessed us to move from just Blog Talk Radio to become an internet station. See, that's how God is. He can put some vision in your heart, and he has something for you to do. He'll allow you to work it out, even though there are some people that's going to always fight against it. They can't win. When he says, got you, believe it. God got you. And believe in that. I truly, truly have no problem saying thank Lord for, you know, just bringing us thus far. Let's talk about what is true love. Because it's important. I mentioned some things about love, but let's talk about true love. Because truly, we need to look at it and see what true love is, because some people don't even know what love is. How can you fall in love if you don't know what love is and what love does? I gave you some things that love could be. Maybe you could recognize that this is truly what I've been experiencing. So I have not been able to put it all in the right realm of things so I can see love for what is truly what love is. So, and what it does. See, true love, some people said real love, meaning that you have an unwavering, unparalleled fondness along with an unbreakable devotion for your partner. This love you have is unwavering. It's unbreakable. It's unparalleled fondness and devotion for your partner. It also at times can be defined as associated to our well-being. Love is emotion, as well as a physical connection. Love is an emotional and physical connection with that person that's your partner. Who soon, where they grow, when you know you're in love, becomes your lifelong commitment. That's what, once you have that connection and know what love is and love does, it runs immeasurable deep. It's so deep that life without that person or that other person just don't seem the same. It gets to the point it becomes practically unthinkable. That makes love unique, because everybody will not fall in that category where you believe that you just can't believe you can't function in the manner you could function unless you have that individual in your life. It's passionate because you're bonded through a connection as a couple. And you also want the best for the other person. That's what you're talking about, what love is. It leads you to understanding that love is based on foundation. The foundation for a healthy, loving relationship. That's what love is. And the two most important things I want you all to keep in mind about love, true love, real love, however you want to say it, is that it's authentic. See, ain't no fakeness to it. It's authentic. It's genuine. God, come on now. When something is authentic, it's rare. When it's genuine, it's even more rare. So that's what love is. See, love is so authentic and genuine. It's caring about the happiness, the joy of another person without wanting anything in return. You give so others can be happy. You give so other people can be joyful. See, that's when you start about family. You're willing to give so your family can be happy. See, when you make that lifelong commitment, see, marriage, we talked about recently in one of our series about marriage, is the beginning of family. And you have to be willing to give. And that don't mean, you know, people say, well, you can't be a family that's got a children. You could be, when you're married, when you two come together, the family has been connected in one. Let me tell you how the family works in one. You have our Lord and Savior at the top, and you're on one side, and you're called another side. And when God bring everybody together, wrap them cords, become one, you are now family. And that's pleasing to our Lord and Savior. So we have to keep that in mind. When we say what love is and what love does, love puts you at peace. Love brings joy. Love puts you in a position to fall in love. See, that's how powerful love is. Let me give a shout out to David Allen Shipp. David was one of my students back at McKenzie and football player as well. Thank you, David, so much for joining us. Mario, how you doing, brother? Tafaro, thank you so much. Talaferro, brother Mario Talaferro of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And then I have my son join us. Thank you, son. My youngest son, that's Lorenda Williams. Thank you so much for joining us. And all of you all, particularly those individuals I have personal ties to. Thank you. God is awesome. I'm excited. I'm looking at one screen, I see my daughter. And on another screen, I see my wife. And on another screen, I see my son. Then also I see my frat brothers. Then I see connection from where I first started my first job, my career teaching. Thank you, David. And the many others that's joined us. Thank you so much. God brings us together for a reason. And we're truly thankful. See, we got to kind of end this up when we're talking about what love is that, see, we have to see love should mean an experience of true and honest devotion. So love is. See, that's the challenge when you ask people what is love and what it does. They may give you a definition. What does it do for you? Truly brings you true, honest devotion to those individuals that you fall in love with. That's how powerful it is. Seeing love has several factors along with emotions. Nothing wrong with that, because love comes from your inner self. That's where the vulnerability play in with people, and so many people are afraid of. They're afraid of that vulnerability because they're going to show things that they ain't used to show. But God recognizes that. That's why he allows you to experience it. Once you experience it, you'll truly know what love is. Now, here are some signs I want you to kind of keep out. You probably already know, but we're going to share them with you anyway. The true signs of true love, real love, you feel safe with them. See, you may not, you don't feel comfortable enough to communicate like you should, but you feel safe enough to know that everybody understands. We say, as a man, you know you are to provide and protect. If you're with that person that they provide and protect, that makes you feel safe. You know they're genuine. See, you know they truly authentic, and they're going to provide that. They truly listen. See, we got to understand that listening means you hear, but it's not saying that you don't supposed to communicate back. And you may always may not agree. You have to be able to agree to disagree. See, that's love. See, one of the things that kind of best show in any relationship, in any marriage, is that how you handle the conflict. Do you take time to work on the conflict with each other, or are you trying to use someone else to work on it? Sometimes you do it with your friends. Sometimes you bring your family members in. Sometimes you bring other people instead of trying to work it out with that person. See, as you say, what makes people fall in love, they know that you're willing. We know that any relationship going to have conflict. Are we willing to be or willing to work on being a master of conflict resolution? Truly believe in this. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on the problem, because I can change the problem, but I can come up with a solution. Got to come up with a solution. How you going to be successful if you don't? I tell everybody, they hear me all the time, I want to be the best version of myself. No meaning that life was, you know, crystal staff. It was. But I took advantage of the opportunity truly to be the best version. And every tool I have in my toolbox, I am trying to use it. Tell people now, they'd be like shocked when I say this. I say, I do counseling twice a month. Been doing it since 2015. Ain't no shame in my game. I'm trying to be the best version of myself. I want to be authentic. Come on now. I want to be in a situation when you see me, you know I'm genuine. So when you see me and feel I'm working for my inner self, you can say he's truly a good man because he's working from his heart and his soul. You can't hide that. If your heart is not good, God will reveal it to everybody. What they call intuition. Something ain't right. Give a shout out to the_blue_leader. Member of I'm looking 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us, for being a part. Let's continue quickly on these signs of true love. To your knowledge, your differences instead of trying to change you. You acknowledge that people have differences. You can't change them. You can communicate easily, even if you think you can. Because you feel, see, if you're the one that, you know, just honestly, we have to know ourselves. When we know ourselves, we know if things don't go our way, we used to respond to it in a manner that makes us, puts us on the defense all the time, then you're not going to be able to do it easily. Because you're not going to, you already know yourself. I know I'm going to say something I shouldn't have to say. You got to realize you're not being authentic. Love is authentic. Love is genuine. You have to check yourself and make sure. See, those people that understand true love encourage you to do your own thing and do your best thing. Encouragement, here we go. We talked about that encouragement, didn't we? Love is encouragement. You trust each other. Trust each other. See, most of the time, you don't trust the other person because you don't trust yourself. You got to work on you first. Self-trust. Those individuals make an effort to make sure things are okay. Make an effort to understand. Then make an effort to work to make sure you're both authentic and genuine. The person, another sign is an individual know you can collaborate. So you got to be able to collaborate and compromise. That's the two of those C's you can put in them C's. They said four, but it's more than four. You got to be able to collaborate or compromise. You got to work together. And those are some signs you need to look for. We want you to be a part of the show. You can type in your comments. Thank you so much for those individuals that are typing in their comments. You can do it on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwood with the number 10 on Instagram, or you can do it on Facebook. Thank you so much. That's facebook.com/drlroberto_smith. And also on Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. You can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask your location, then you chat with Dr. Lorna D. Smith on the Love Cafe and what is true love to you. What is your understanding of it? What does it mean to you? And what does it do for you? Does it help you, or you may see it different? We need to get your thoughts in. The next thing I think is so important, we just talked about true love and some signs. What are some signs of mature love? I want you to think about that. Just because you went from a rifle age of whatever as a teenager, adolescent, to you're now went through young, youthful adulthood, and you're into middle age, you're in the middle age right now. What is mature love? You have to really know what it is. See, mature love and the size of mature love include acceptance. You're accepting the other person for who they are. You got to have emotional support. See, your mature love includes supporting people emotionally. See, a lot of times when we talk about on our Tuesday night show, Dr. Lowe's show, the relationship, we talk about people not healing. You may think you heal them, but it's something triggered that because you didn't take the full time to go through the process. Then you act on feelings and emotions. But you got to realize reality is right around the corner. And sometimes people say they'll slap you in the face. You got to be able to be a supported emotion. But you can't support other people if you are emotionally damaged. How are you going to do that? You need to work on your emotional aspects, which is your feelings. Commitment. We're talking about to understand what love is and what love does. And if you want to fall in love, you got to be ready to be committed. You shouldn't go in a relationship if you're not ready to be committed to the relationship. And if you want a lifelong commitment, that means you're ready to get married. You don't want all the benefits of marriage and not actually put the work in to be married. It's important that you work on your calmness. People may say something away. You know, I found out even myself personally is if you say it just a certain way, people, okay, they hear you. But when you say it another way, they get really offended. Well, I didn't expect that. But you pretty much kind of know what you're doing and what to expect if you push it hard enough. So calmness is there. But people can push you beyond that. Respect. There's no issue for that. Don't allow anybody, a mature love, true love, any love, respect is a priority. If I don't respect you, you got to worry about it. I'm not going to love you. You ain't got to worry about it because I don't respect you. If you don't respect me, how you going to love me? As we get into this people who hurt, humiliate, and abuse people. You can't tell me they respect you. They're literally hurting you. They humiliate you. And they abuse you through your well-being, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. Truly, we have to keep in mind that caring is very important. Don't tell me you're a caring person when you don't understand what caring really means and what it does. See, I go, or what it looked like. Kindness. And these are the things I mentioned earlier about what love is. See, this immature love, or this, what you do is you work on being even stronger or even equipped to function as older you get. Friendship. Mature love includes the ability to have friendship. And your friendship, guys, you have to and should be at home first with each other. You should never put someone else out here before the person, especially if you are in a lifelong committed that, oh, they my friends and you'll do things for them and won't do it for your significant other or your spouse. That I'm not understanding. That commitment you made in the eyes of our Lord and Savior, especially when you got married, it was three core wrapped together to make one. So why do you want to operate out there separate? Consideration. Be considerate for other people. That's very important. Why would you do something to someone and not consider how would it feel if they did it to you? Why would you say something and not thinking that, what if they did it to me? How would I respond? After you think about it and you do, and you say, I'm going to do it, what are the reasons? So expect the same consequences that, you know, you call yourself trying to dish out a positive or negative or whatever it may be to come back at you. Call that karma sometimes, people. You got to be considerate of other people before you respond or you do something. Do I want that to happen to me? Would I do that to someone else? These are the kind of things, consideration, what mature love is all about. True love, real love, and what it looks like. We always say what true love is and what it does. Now, this is what it looks like. Real love, true love. It looks like, and this is a loving relationship, a truly loving relationship, connection, communication. You know, don't see you now. Conflict resolution. Consistency. Commitment. Then affection. Cannot be in a relationship with someone and you can't show them affection. Technology gives you an opportunity to go read up on affection. You can look it up. If you want to be better at something, look at it, read it, then you find the best thing that fits you, then use it. You don't know whether it's ever going to work for you until you use it. Don't sit up and say, I can't do that. I don't know how to. Yes, you do. You know, I do everything else. Technology has put us in line to be able to do everything. We can do YouTube this and YouTube that, and we can fix stuff. We don't even have to bring repair men and women in these days. But how can you say you cannot find out about that? If you choose not to, then you're not truly in a position to be in a truly loving relationship, because affection is important. Trust. Self-trust. Believe it there. I already shared that. Appreciation of the others. The little things does count. I was really, really excited today. Excited all day, but wife came. Well, she called me and she was talking on the. We was talking on the phone. She said a couple stops she had to make, and then she walked through the door. She had a dozen roses. She handed to me. This is not the first time. But, and I said, wow. Ooh, God is good. God is good. That's appreciating and showing it. And the little things don't matter. The roses was awesome. And I told thank you so many times because it lifted my spirit. See, I don't know what it's called. We can only give. You got to go one way or the other way. Everybody like to have nice things as well. Mutual respect. You got to have mutual respect. If you don't have that for each other, you're never going to be in a loving relationship. I'm telling you. Now, Tito talks about what makes people fall in love. So why do you fall in love with a certain person? One thing, I'm just going to give you a list of things I want you to think about. Compatibility. Attraction. Connection. Similar interests. And communication. Are some important reasons why you allow yourself to fall in love. That means your vulnerability at your heart. Just want you to think about, and as we close out, we're going to talk about our characteristics or traits of true love. We have mentioned throughout the discussion the characteristics. We mentioned some traits. But let's put them all to the point where we can look at them in different forms. For example, trust. We talked about trust. See, it's the backbone of love. If you don't trust that person, it's hard to fall in love with them. You're going to spend more time trying to make it through a day because you, are they going to make it home? That they gonna, you know, what they're doing and all that. You can't do that. You got to be able to trust and have no problem allowing. Enhancement of personality. This is a characteristic of true love, a trait, you want to call it. Enhancement of personality. Enhancement of personality. See, love should make you a better person. When you fall in love, you should be a better person. Feeling secure. I said earlier about individuals have a certain expectation of each of the partners in a marriage with the spouses. You know, we actually what you expect of a man in a marriage. He's first two things they'll come and say, provide and protect. Everybody said that. I listen to many shows, you know, first thing some of the young ladies, they want somebody to be able to provide and protect. Okay? That makes you feel secure. Provide and protect. I gave an example today, and I said, you don't have to, even when you have sons, either with your son, and even if you're not married to the mother, and you go and you have somebody, maybe you be married to someone, or you got a significant other, whatever, and you have your son, well, he needs to see you. If you pull up at Walmart parking lot, you park in there, and you get out the car, he should see you always to the left, to the point where you become the protector, because you know when you're walking toward Walmart or any other store, they should be to your left. Vice versa, if you park on the right side, and you walk, you should be on that right. So you'll be the protector. Car come down there, you don't want the car to run over your spouse or your significant other, your mother, your children. You want to be the protector. Provide and protect. Provide, go out and work every day like you should as a man. We try to teach our boys through our series that they're going to get into fields that are going to be able to provide for their families. That's what we're doing. But we have to teach them as boys, so the basic to be a man. We want to teach them manhood. And through our series, we're doing that. We want you all to join us, if not, go back and look at it. We also believe it's so important that a characteristic is having no fear. You believe and trust in that. You don't have to have no fear. Tells all the time. The next thing is total dedication. And we have 7-4, so I want to make sure we move on. The person has to be, you have to be totally dedicated to each other. You have no doubts. If you have doubts, then you got trouble. Proper communication. You may sometimes seem like you're going back and forth, but it's all right to agree to disagree. Then you have no loneliness. You shouldn't even put your spouse or your significant other in a situation where they feel lonely, even with you. See, these are characteristics that's so important, and we truly, truly. And last we're going to do, what love is not. Since some people are not sure what love is, let me tell you what it's not. Then you can draw your own conclusion from that. Love is truly not. I will never include and should not include these things. That is physical, verbal, emotional and sexual abuse. That is definitely not love. Instead, it should provide you with a feeling of comfort and safety. That's what love is. So truly, it's been awesome presenting on this topic tonight, our title tonight, which is What Makes People Fall in Love. We shared what love is. Look at those things that we shared with you tonight. Think about your own situation or situation been about. Why did you feel like you was in love with that person? And you sit down and note. And if you are not in a relationship and you're looking for a relationship, you must get it in order so you can be the best version of yourself. Let me give a shout out to George M. Scott Jr. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, George, so much. Oh, George, thank you so much. Jacqueline Davis, thank you so much. Out of McKenzie, Alabama, thank you so much. And a big ship I heard had earlier from McKenzie, Alabama as well. Thank you so much. A shout out to Hutchinson Diane. Diane Hutchinson, we're vice versa. Hutchinson Diane, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. We truly enjoyed having you here, and hopefully we shared something with you in regards to what makes people fall in love. I always tell you, I truly love you all. See, I truly love you. There's nothing you can really do about it because of how I feel. From my heart. I'm telling you so you'll know. It's from my heart. And as we move forth in life, you got to truly ask yourself, you know, if you were somebody and you thought you was in love, they was in love with you, then something went missing. And you want to make sure you correct that. So in essence, I want to play this as we close out. Because we don't have the right to use it, but I want to play something that hopefully will end our night in a manner.
Oh, man.